I saw you once. I saw you. And you noticed me because you caught me looking at you. Seeing you. Back and forth. Back and forth. Good-looking women do that. Lock eyes, then look one another up and down. I could tell at a glance you've never doubted you're good-looking, and you still had the habit of checking a room to make sure you were the best-looking. You scanned the crowd of people on the sidewalk, and your eyes caught mine, if only for a moment, then dropped away. You saw me. You tallied up the points. Who won? My hunch is that you gave yourself the crown, because you saw a Negro woman, a poor one at that. In the animal kingdom, the male performs for the woman, woos her with his beautiful feathers or flowing mane, is always trying to outstrut the other men. Why do humans do it the other way? It doesn't make sense. Men need us more than we need them. You were in the minority that day. You were in our neighborhood, and almost everyone else there would have picked me. Younger, taller, shapelier, me. Maybe even your husband, Milton. Part of the reason I first noticed you was because you were next to him. He now looked exactly like his father, a man I remembered with some affection. I can't say the same about Milton. I guessed from the way people gathered around him on the temple steps, patted his back, clasped his hands in theirs, that it must have been his father who had died. And I could tell from the way that people waited to comfort him that Milton was a big shot. The temple was a block from the park. The park and the lake and the fountain. Isn't that interesting? I was probably taking a roundabout way to Druid Hill that afternoon, a book in my purse. Not that I like the outdoors that much, but there were 8 people, my father and mother, my sister and 2 brothers, my 2 boys and me, living in our apartment, and there was never a moment's peace, to use my father's phrase. I would slip a book into my purse, Jean Plaidy or Victoria Holt, and say, I'm going to the library, and Mama didn't have the heart to say no. She never faulted me for picking 2 good-for-nothing men and turning up back home like a bad penny. I was her first, and I was her favorite. But not so favored that I could get away with a 3rd mistake. Mama was on me to go back to school, become a nurse. A nurse. I couldn't imagine taking a job where you had to touch people you didn't want to touch. When things got too much at home, when there were too many bodies and voices, I'd go to the park and walk the paths, drink up the silence, drop to a bench, and lose myself in ye olden days of England. Later, people said I was a terrible person, moving out on my own, leaving my babies behind with their grandparents, but I was thinking of them. I needed a man, and not just any old man. My boys' fathers had proved that much to me. I had to find the kind of man who would provide for us, all of us. To do that, I needed to be on my own for a little while. Even if it meant living with my friend Letitia, who basically ran a one-woman school on how to get men to pay for everything. My mama believed that when you put the cheese out for the mouse, you have to make it look at least a little appetizing. Cut the mold off, or place it in the trap so the mold is on the side that doesn't show. I had to look good, and I had to look as if I didn't have a care in the world. And I couldn't manage that in my family's crowded apartment on Auchentrolly Terrace.